In this week's episode of the Working With Podcast, once again, I delve into my Productivity Mastery series to bring you a very special episode. Hello and welcome to episode 62 of my Working With Podcast, a podcast created to answer all your questions about productivity, GTD, time management, self-development, and goal planning. My name is Carl Pullin, and I am your host for this show. This week, I bring you another episode from my YouTube channel's Productivity Mastery series and give you 6 ways to supercharge your productivity. Now, normal service will resume next week, and please don't forget, if you have a question about productivity, time management, or goal planning, then just get in touch with me either by email, carl@carlpullin.com, or by DMing me on Facebook or Twitter. Okay, let's take you into the world of productivity mastery with this episode on supercharging your productivity. Enjoy. Hello and welcome to this episode of Productivity Mastery. My name is Carl Pullin, and in this week's episode, I want to talk to you about some strategies that you can use that will supercharge your productivity on a day-to-day basis. So let's get straight into this with number one, which is start the day with a plan. Now, what I mean by this is the night before you plan what you want to do the next day. Don't do it in the morning. When you wake up in the morning, your brain is fresh, you're full of energy, and your decision-making powers are at their maximum. You do not want to be using that vital energy and that maximum performance in decision-making to start planning the day. Start your day with a plan so that when you go to bed the night before, you know exactly the first thing you are going to hit when you get started the next day. So make sure you're starting the day with a plan. Now, I've covered this in many ways. The golden 10 minutes at the end of the day, when you go through what you've collected during the day, you organize what you've collected, and you plan out what you want to get done the next day. It's such a crucial part of becoming more productive. So make sure you start the day with a plan. Number two is identify what parts of your work are majors and what parts of your work are the minors. Now, what I mean by this is 80% of the work that you do is only going to result in 20% of your output. Those are what I describe as your minors. That's 80% of your work is going to result in 20% of your output. But the problem is that 80%, that minor work, is the easiest work. You don't have to think too much. It's usually just process work. It's usually just admin work, work that doesn't really have a lot of connection to the output that you're producing. But it does like to keep the management happy. It likes to keep your finance department happy. It's essentially work for other people. Now, some of these great examples are when salespeople have to go in on a weekly basis for a sales meeting. That's minor work, because for a salesperson to be performing at their very best, to be hitting their targets, and to be earning the most money, it's when they're with their customers. So you need to be making sure that you're focused on that 20% of your work that gives you 80% of your results. If you're a writer, then that obviously means you're writing. When you're sat down and you are writing your work, that's when you're producing the work that's going to give you 80% of your results. If you're a computer programmer, the same applies. Writing code, writing lines of code, is where you are going to produce 80% of your results. Not doing the admin, not having meetings. Those might give you a direction, but they're not producing code. So what you need to do is to identify what 20% of your work is going to give you 80% of your results. And you need to be really focused in on making sure you're doing that every single day. Of course, the admin does need doing, your expenses do need doing, the cleaning up and the tidying and the replying to emails and the answering of phone calls and having a few meetings. Yeah, sure, they are important, but they're not directly contributing to your output. So make sure you are fully aware of what activities you're doing on a day-to-day basis is going to produce the maximum amount of results, and focus in on those sort of things. Number three, manage your distractions. Only you have the power to turn them off. It's so easy to leave our email open and you get those little pop-ups that saying you've got a new email. It's so easy to have all those notifications telling you've got Facebook update statuses and you've got a new, somebody's liked one of your tweets and somebody's left a comment on your Instagram picture. Yeah, sure, these are nice things, but they don't contribute to your work. They would fall into the minor work, if you like, but you and only you have the power to turn these things off. So make sure that when you're in your working zone, when you're focused in on doing the work, you turn off the distractions. Close down your email just for an hour or two. Don't worry, the world is not going to end. Turn on your do not disturb on your phone just for a couple of hours so you can actually focus in on producing great quality work. When you do that, you're going to double your productivity in a single day. It really is that much of an important part of becoming productive. Don't allow your phone to control you. You control your phone. And that's a really important thing to remember. Number four is stop being a people pleaser. Now, this is a little bit difficult. Sure, we all like to be liked by people. Yeah, it's part of being a human being. But the problem we fall into here is when we go around people pleasing for everybody. So what you do is when somebody asks you, oh, could you do me a favor? Yes, sure, I'll do you a favor. When you do it like that, you're making it too easy to be the dumping ground for other people's unlikable work. And you don't want to be that person. You are going to need to focus in on your work and getting your work done to the highest possible quality. You need to be a little bit of a, you know, you've got to filter these out, because obviously if your boss asks you to do something, you've got to do it. They're your boss. If your best friend needs a help because they're going through a really difficult time, sure, you should drop everything and go and be with your best friend. But your colleagues, your work colleagues, you know, they don't really care about you unless you're a friend or they're a close work colleague. You need to make sure that your work and your area and environment surrounding your work is where you do the work. You're not doing the work for other people just to please them. Pleasing people has its benefits in the right place. But when you're at work, you're there to do your work, not do the work of other people. And they will just take advantage of you if you keep doing that. Number five, focus on one thing at a time. Stop trying to multitask. It really doesn't work. And when you multitask, you find you'll make a lot more mistakes. So you have to go back and redo something. And that is a real time suck. Focus on one piece of work. When you finish that work, close it down, open up the next piece of work. Actually, usually I find the best thing to do is once you finish one piece of work, take a little break, go get a glass of water, go outside for a little walk, have a walk around the office, go to the bathroom, whatever you need to do, take a little break, come back, move on to the next piece of work. Again, that's another one that will double your productivity if you just stop multitasking. It really doesn't work. Number six, this one is might be a little controversial, but I know it works. Break big projects into periods of scheduled time. And I'm going to repeat that. Break big projects down into periods of scheduled work. I'm struggling to get that out there because I'm very excited about this one. Now, the advice that we're often given is break big projects down into small bite-sized tasks.
And what we do then is we say, open up the file, write first paragraph of report, talk to boss about whether he wants Times New Roman or Arial. You know, really, really tiny little insignificant tasks. Now, the problem is when you start doing the work, you're flipping between doing the work and looking at your to-do list. And that to-do list is just going to get longer and longer and longer and longer and longer because you've got tiny, insignificant tasks on that list. Instead, what I've found works much better is if a project is very big and has a specific deadline, so let's say, example, I have a specific deadline on a big project at the end of August. What I'm going to do is I'm going to roughly calculate how much time I need to complete that project. And I will then schedule 2 hours either each week or twice a week or three times a week or however much time I need to focus in on that project. And those 2 hours will be scheduled in my calendar. And the reason I do that is when I look at my to-do list, it will say work on project X. That means then I will just open up my Evernote and the project note that I have on that project will tell me exactly where I am and exactly what needs doing next. Evernote is a much better place for this because I can add notes, I can add details of what I've done, when I did it. It's all there in one simple note. And the way I covered this in a recent episode, and I'll put a link to that episode in the comment section below so that you can actually see that, how I use Evernote and Todoist working together. But this is a really important trick. Don't break the projects down into bite-sized tasks. Break projects down into periods of scheduled time when you are going to work on that project. Trust me, this really does work. It's a huge productivity booster. So there you go. There's my 6 things that you can use to seriously supercharge your productivity. All you need to do is start the day with a plan. You need to identify which parts of your work are the majors and the minors. Manage your distractions so that the distractions are not taking over your life and that you are in control of your life. Stop being a people pleaser because that never works. 5 is focus on one thing at a time. Don't even think about multitasking. And 6, break big projects down into periods of scheduled time, not individual little tiny little tasks. Okay, maybe a slightly long one this week, and I do apologize if you found it boring. It shouldn't have been boring because seriously, these 6 things will double your productivity the moment you start using them. I hope you found this useful. It just remains for me now to wish you all a very, very productive week.